Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've all sat through this, right? You're like, oh, okay, how many hours? You're already looking at your watch. This is 720 WGN. Mining Chicago's Business with Howard Tallman is sponsored by CareerVision.org. Howard, how many commencement speeches have you given in your life?
You know, I've lost count, but I was just thinking they ought to speed up Pomp and Circumstance. You know, maybe they could do a hip-hop version so people could sort of dance down the aisle. That would be more encouraging than the sort of the drony feeling, as you said, of watching your life slowly pass by. I probably do 3 or 4 a year, so maybe over 30 years, I'd say, 100 or 200, something like that.
Oh, my gosh. Howard is the general managing partner with G2T3V, serial entrepreneur, educator, art collector. And what's on your schedule this year? Do you have one this year you're doing?
You know, I'm doing something for the IMSA, which is the Illinois Science and Math Academy down at Northern Illinois, which is exciting because these are, these are the high school, the best high school, smartest high school kids in many respects in the state going on to college. But I'm also trying to talk to them a little bit about how vocational opportunities are growing. And, you know, we're going into a world where 4 years of a traditional college education is plenty expensive, as you just heard in the earlier segments. But in addition to being very expensive, it's not a clear path to the kind of life that some of these kids aspire to. So lots of changes going on, a complex time. I mean, and it's especially hard because a lot of parents are looking to a time when their kids will follow in their footsteps. And I'm not sure if the parents were being totally honest that the kinds of jobs they've had and the kind of successes that they've had is anything to point your kid to going forward, because the world is changing that much.
Yeah, that's for sure. Howard writes about this in his article on Inc.com today. You should Google it and check it out. And now it seems that you really have to be careful of what you say, because protests are almost a rite of passage when someone is giving a commencement speech. Steve Bertrand said when he was graduating from Marquette, the person giving the commencement speech was C. Everett Koop. And of course, his campaign was anti-smoking, and all the graduates on the floor lit up a cigarette. And we see that over and over again.
Well, the crazy thing is that there are now, you know, they have to segregate the protesters for and the protesters against. I mean, the students are, you know, I mean, they ought to include an aerial shot, because I didn't realize how much effort goes into decorating your mortar boards now. But the kids are like, you know, that's like a new advertising space. So whatever your protest is, you put it on top of your head, while you're walking down. It's crazy. I mean, they had a huge thing, at some of the East Coast universities because there's a big writer strike going on. So that was an issue. But look, I think this is just a different world in terms of students feeling that they have much more of an opportunity to speak out. And I think that's fine. But I think that it's turned into a situation where we're stifling certain kinds of speech on campus, and that just can't go forward. I mean, you know, it's funny, but it's sort of like free speech as long as I agree with you. Otherwise, I'm going to try and interfere with your ability to tell your side of the story. And that's just not part of our democracy.
Okay. To anybody listening, give us a little inspiration today. We're beyond commencement speeches, but what will you be sharing that will inspire not only the people graduating this year, but of course you're talking to their parents as well. And what you just said pretty much indicates you've got to give up the hope that they're going to follow in your steps, because it is a new world, and what you walked into no longer exists.
Yeah, well, look, a lot of these jobs, traditional jobs, jobs that were routine or rote, they're being hollowed out. You know, technology is changing the nature of those jobs, and a lot of them are going to go away. But look, the single most important thing, and you know, we say this, but I don't know if we live by it, and that is we need to teach our graduates to think, first of all, not black letter law, not gospel, not any of these kinds of things, because it's not somebody who knows all the answers these days that you're looking for. It's somebody who's going to ask the hard questions. And, you know, as we talk about ChatGPT and all these new AI systems, the new jobs are going to be things like prompt engineer. Who knew what even that meant, you know, like 3 months ago? But what that means is we need smart people to ask the questions, because all the information, all the knowledge is going to be out there somewhere, and these new systems are going to find it. But the trick is going to be asking the right questions. You know, it doesn't matter how good your answer is if you're pursuing the wrong questions. So I'm encouraged. I think it's going to be challenging, but I think it's going to be an exciting time going forward, because we're going to have all the information, all the knowledge of the last several centuries at our fingertips.
And here's my last question for you. How was your time with Rahm Emanuel? I know you were in Japan for some event with him. What's going on with the former mayor?
You know, he was in the midst of welcoming the G7 finance ministers, and then Biden was arriving in Hiroshima, and Rahm was welcoming him right at the same time we were opening the Office for Keeper Securities, which is our cybersecurity company based in Chicago, but was opening an office in Toronto. And he was Rahm, and he was interviewed by the New York Times in connection with this series on Netflix called The Diplomat. And perfect Rahm example, you know, they were asking about what was realistic in the series and what was made up. And he said, well, they had these gorgeous big breakfast spreads. And he said, I don't eat breakfast. You know, and you could just hear Rahm say, you know, I'm too tough. You know, but listen, it's fascinating. I think he loves it there. I think, you know, Tokyo is a very interesting, exciting city. And the funny thing is, though, in terms of where you would place somebody who we know to be outspoken, gruff, and whatever, undiplomatic, to go into that polite Japanese society, it was fascinating to see how often he has to bite his lips.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Howard.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Howard Tolman. You can read his article on Inc.com. Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago's very own.